So that's off the record. That part's off the record.
Yeah, not because of the investigation, but it's...
I would think, I've said to people, there ought to be a lot of good leaders just knocking on the door to get in to do these things. Not for their own not for their own ego or their own resume, but because it's so valuable. And, you know, if you get to a certain point in life and you're a lucky person and you have flexibilities and availability, this is a great domain in which to play, to give back. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Use the phrase value a lot. Do you have a definition of sort of public value in the same way that one would have a definition of shareholder value? I mean, for you, can it be a variety of things? It can be...
It's a variety of things. What's the value of making the United States more competitive? You've read Tom's book, okay. Mm-hmm. You know that the Chinese produce 1 million engineers a year, and we do 60,000.
Of which most are Chinese. Huh? Of which most are Chinese.
True. So, I mean, at the strategic level, competitiveness is valuable, whether it's dependencies on critical high technologies or national security. Okay. But you can go way down to the tactical. The value of preventing identity theft in financial services in the government. And in between, you have customers, students, kids. What's the value of helping New York City with 1.2 million students and a $13 billion budget be more effective with those students? Go see Joel Klein and find out. So there are all kinds of ways to create value and to look at value.
Just to pick up on that, in the couple very successful changes that you've made, how important were establishing ongoing metrics, measures to ensure success? Because it's often, you know, Tony picked up on it because it's one area where people say, we don't know when we're successful, or how do we hold ourselves accountable, et cetera. I mean, there's hard financial, but...
Yeah, oh, I think I'm like you. I'm analytical. I value clarity of metrics and service level agreements and performance indicators and dashboards. And the government does pay more attention to this sort of thing, mm-hmm. with budget and performance integration. Sometimes it's not always possible to link clearly. Mm-hmm. Things like educational outcomes, which take multiple years.
And have multiple factors that influence.
Right. But even in those cases, when you test 28,000 students periodically through things like the nation's report card, and mm-hmm. you see 9-year-old Hispanics and 9-year-old Afro-American kids making double-digit improvements in their test scores, you know you're doing better than whatever had been going on before, mm-hmm. when these same hundreds of billions of dollars over multiple years were invested and things are flat.
Right.
So you got to do something different. So you don't need perfection, mm-hmm. I think the valuable things of the evaluating the programs through these part mm-hmm. scores, the disclosure and things like performance and accountability reports, where you have to report to the American people mm-hmm. on what your performance measure mm-hmm. was and how did you do against it. Those are all healthy. But I'd rather have a 60% solution in the precision of that definition at the right time and just go get it done. Mm-hmm. You
know? We've talked a lot about successes, which is inspiring. Could you tell us something about either the hardest thing that you had to do or a failure that sticks out in your mind that you learned something from?
Hardest thing? don't misunderstand now, I'm not being cavalier. Everything, most everything I've captured has had a higher degree of difficulty than normal, but therefore more valuable because successful. Let me address your question this way. There are things that remain to be done in federal government. Homeland Security is one. All departments and all officials have that as part of their agenda. Think of it this way. We've had embezzling attacks on schools. You've had avian flu is an issue. Katrina and Rita were issues. This enterprise performed extraordinarily well and executed as very well the principles I espouse, that is, picked up the pace in dealing with the states and the localities and things like Katrina. So there are things that the government has to get better at because the competencies needed to be successful going forward are not necessarily the same ones that got you to this point. And anyone who was in Washington on 9/11, as I was, understands that fully. And the impact that this war, and I never thought I'd be in two wars, has for your generation and your children's generation. So you'll see much more, as you have, attentiveness to those kinds of issues because it's just the opening act. And the catastrophic risk is so great. Government's become very operational. Any of your agencies you do business with are very operational. I suppose in the old days or decades ago they were policy, but they're very operational. Even the civilian ones. What else, fellas?
Well, we should finish on a more positive note than catastrophe. I wondered if there are other people you've encountered in government who you feel espouse the same principles that you espouse, and we should talk to them too.
You should talk to President Bush, who sets the tone and is very literate and articulate. I serve on the President's Management Council. Mm-hmm. I serve on the Executive Committee of the President's Management Council. That is coordinated through Clay Johnson, who is the Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget for Management. So he's the M in OMB. And owns the scorecard across these agencies and works with all the chief operating officers. And then I think what you do is you seek out practitioners who have portfolio of very valuable results, if you want to learn more about it. It's not unique. I'm not unique. But I have been honored, and to be in these roles, and I have been very gratified to be able to produce large-scale value on behalf of customers and the American taxpayer. It's no more complicated than that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good. Well, good luck with your work.